Now, how about this as a way to spend your summer holidays? Forget computer games or sitting about watching TV. A group of Skipton School kids are digging into the past. More Indiana Jones than Pokemon Go, they've been helping on an archaeological dig. Who knew hundreds of German officers were held in a prisoner of war camp on the outskirts of the town during World War I? Well, I certainly didn't, so I thought I'd best get along to the site, which is just off Rakeswood Drive, to find out more. First up, a tour with archaeologist Kev Cale and Buckley from the University of Leeds and project director and assistant head of Upper Wharfdale School, John Mitten.
We're a partnership of Skipton Schools, including Ermestead, Skipton Girls and the Academy, as well as Upper Wharfdale School. And the kids are working with archaeologists and heritage professionals in an excavation of the site of Rakeswood Camp up here in Skipton.
Yeah, so just tell me about the site, because I had absolutely no idea that this was here. I'm sure lots of people in Skipton have no idea that what's underneath their feet. What is this site here?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Most people who've been visiting here during the week didn't know, or a few people did, but the knowledge of the camp's very limited, and it's to do with the nature of when the camp finished, it was quickly developed on, and it became hidden very, very quickly.
What is beneath us here? What is this site, Kev?
Well, what we're hoping to find is the layout of the camp in this small surviving area, which is a small paddock that survives on the edge of the camp. There were known to be six buildings on this site, primarily six buildings. There were barrack blocks, and there was also a hospital and an isolation hospital, along with washrooms and also a latrine area as well. So we're hoping to use that map, along with sort of high-tech geophysics techniques, to try and pinpoint where some of these buildings might have been. So our trenches over the week have been targeting where we think these hotspots, these archaeological hotspots, might be.
So this was a prisoner of war camp. So do we know sort of roughly how many Germans were here or anything like that?
At the maximum, there were 450 officers and 137 orderlies, Germans in the camp. But before the Germans arrived, various British regiments trained here, including the Bradford Powells.
And so we have a diary written by German prisoners here, don't we, that sort of is in the process of being translated into English. Yeah. So we have some idea of what life was like. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what's in that diary and sort of what life was like and what went on here.
So it's not a day-by-day diary. They've organised it according to themes. So they start off by describing their environment and the buildings. They talk about some of their activities, because they were officers that they weren't forced to work, so they had to find ways of keeping themselves entertained. So they did an awful lot. They had a theatre group, they had a choir, they had an orchestra. There was a charity in London that had provided instruments for them. They had a university, so that the older soldiers were educating the younger men. They tried to grow vegetables, but weren't very successful. One of the themes that keeps reoccurring through the diary is their dislike of the Yorkshire weather. They found it pretty wet and windy out here, but on the whole they didn't have a bad life. They didn't have much private space, because obviously there were lots of men together in a barrack building, but they had their own bed, their own coat hooks and shelf and bits and pieces of personal belongings. They were allowed newspapers in there and books, so it wasn't horrendous, but they were very homesick and would have preferred to have been at home or continuing to fight to contribute to the German war effort.
Next up, time to get my hands dirty and join some of the students in one of the trenches.
Harry Simpson, 13.
Tell me what you're doing at the moment, Harry.
Levelling out the trench to the clay level.
What sort of things are you looking for?
Just like random stuff like clay and cinder. Because cinder is basically made out of the pathways of the camp, and we're also looking for like rubbish, like, because we found like keys and locks, so we're looking for some more of like bits of metal, hopefully.
And what's been the best part of it so far?
Probably uncovering the toy guns. Those were like little bits of interesting, like very realistic looking toy guns from like the 60s or 70s.
Torin Zeebol, and I'm 14. So I'm also levelling out a trench, and I'm looking for, as I've seen a few already, I'm looking for pieces of glass around here, any parts of clay or pottery.
And were you sort of interested in sort of history and archaeology before, or has this sort of inspired you a little bit?
I've always been interested before, and then when we were told in our form room, I thought, oh, something might be interested in doing, so I tried out, and it turned out it was worth doing.
Fantastic. Has this sort of inspired you guys to maybe do this as a career, or...?
It's something I'll definitely consider in the future, yeah.
I'm Amelia Best and I'm 12. Mainly I've been using the metal detectors and we've found some quite good stuff. And I've also been helping out in the trenches a bit as well.
Brilliant. And just tell me about some of the stuff that you found.
Well, we found a really big coil of barbed wire. We found a lot of nails. There are like millions of nails around. It's really exciting when you've actually found something. It's a bit disappointing when you've like got a really good signal but then you can't find anything. So it's good when you can find something and then dig it up and you've found something that could be important. It's been very fun and exciting when you've come across something. Yeah, it's been really nice.
My name is Ethan Kirkby and I am 14 years old.
Tell me what you're doing right now. You've got a really big pile of earth there. What's going on?
Like everybody else, I'm trying to help level out this trench. So in this trench we found stuff like cinder, coal, glass, pottery, and we've even found some concrete, which is the remains of the building from here, we think. I'm finding it actually really enjoyable to be doing this because it's really enjoyable when you find stuff. And most of the week I've been working up at trench 2 where we've been finding stuff like bits of pottery and different things like that.
And has this made you maybe think about doing this in the future, being an archaeologist maybe?
It sort of made me think about it and I would like to do something like this again. So I might try and join in the big dig next year.
Well, you're all really busy, so I'm going to leave you to it.
I'm Nancy Mitten, I'm 13 years old.
I'm Alice Malloy and I'm 13 years old.
So we have in front of us all of the finds, so everything that you guys have found so far, all placed in little bags, all labelled, all very neat and tidy. And we have a box with some of the best things that you found so far. So tell me a little bit more about some of the best bits, the highlights so far.
Well, this is a whistle that I have here. It's a German whistle and we think it could be related to, well, definitely related to somebody that was in the camp, an officer.
Yeah, because we know that it was officers who were staying here, yeah. Yeah. So we have a little part of a whistle there. What else?
We have a clasp what we think will be on an ammunition pouch. It's got the Imperial Crown in it, so we do know it's from the German officers.
Fantastic. And also, I thought it was really interesting, is there's a big fork here as well. Tell me more about this.
So this is a silver fork, which is identical to the reenactor we had yesterday. He had one. And it has the same markings on the back. It's silver, and that means it's from a gym. It's from an officer because they're like higher status.
Yeah, and it is pretty incredible. It is all sort of bent out of shape, but it's definitely a fork, and you can still see it. Still has like a serial number on it, which is pretty incredible, isn't it? You can still see that after all this time.
Yeah.
And how are you guys sort of finding the experience and finding the archaeology?
It's really fun and it's a great experience for when we're older as well, because we haven't just learned about the skills from archaeology. There's been loads of different skills involved that we can be used in the future.
It's good to really touch with like what it would have been like 100 years ago and how life would have been on the camp and like what they would have done, and actually finding real connections to the people here is really amazing.
Well, with more artefacts underground just waiting to be found, and with a group of archaeologists in the making keen to learn more, the story of Rakeswood Camp is far from over.